The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here with Dr. Mark William Cochran, a holistic health doctor and author of OBY. Wisdom, a caveman's simple guide to health and well-being. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Byron. It's great to be here with you.
Right on. So you have quite an interesting story about why you wrote this book, but my first question for you is, love the analogy of a caveman. What inspired using a caveman on the title of the book?
Well, I'll start with my backstory here. I spent most of my adult life, many years, suffering from chronic arthritis pain to the point where I lost my career. My first career was in the U.S. Marine Corps. It affected my family life, affected my, everything that I could do in life. I got to the point where I was almost crippled. I could barely walk up one flight of steps. I couldn't even jog across the street to beat an oncoming car. I had to wait till there was a wide gap so I could take my time limping across the street. And I was able to turn that around. To the point where I became a triathlete and a marathon runner. And, along that journey, I went through, I tried all sorts of complicated things, medically, natural healing-wise. And what I learned is that healing really is a very simple concept. That doesn't mean that the journey is necessarily easy, but the concept itself is easy, and that's that healing comes from within. What I like to teach people as a doctor is turn your health inside out. In other words, focus on the healing power that you have within you first. Let that be your foundation. Let that guide the lifestyle choices you make, the choices you make when it comes to healthcare. That's where healing is going to come from. I mean, that was what enabled me to turn it around myself, was when I started healing from the inside out. And so what I did was I wrote this book that uses the caveman analogy to show that everything that we have that we need to be, to heal and to be healthy, we already have inside of us, and nature has provided for us. In other words, the best foods are the ones closest to how they are in their natural state. The best way to exercise is to do things, outdoors. And you don't necessarily need exercise equipment and things like that. So, getting back to the simplicity of how we were designed is the most powerful and most important and most enjoyable way to enjoy good health.
Mark, we lead a complex life these days. Let's face it, between emails and text mails and phone calls, communication, collaboration, busy schedules, kids, involvements. I mean, it's difficult to simplify the efforts. But maybe you could try to help us understand why stripping it down and making things simple is probably one of the most important elements to recovery and overcoming these challenges we're faced with.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we definitely have a complex lifestyle, and there's no way to get around that. I mean, I've got a cell phone, I've got a laptop, I commute to work and things like that. But we have to understand that that's not our natural state, and a lot of the health problems that we have come from the stress of all of that complexity. And so that's why we have to make it a priority in our life to try to step away from that as much as we can. Professionally, part of what I do is I'm a doctor in private practice. So there's some activity there. I'm, interacting with people and moving around. But I'm also a writer. And so I'm in front of the computer a lot. So I really have to make it a point to get up, step away from the computer, go outside, and just spend some time away from that complexity. And it's just something that we have to make an effort to do in our life. And when we're able to do that, that actually makes us more efficient when we are behind the computer. It makes us more creative. Like I mentioned, I'm a writer. A lot of, you know, the book that I published, the one you mentioned, Obie's Wisdom, A Caveman's Simple Guide to Health and Well-Being, the majority of that book, the inspiration for that book, came through during the writing process when I was away from the computer, you know, when I was outdoors, when I was doing yoga, things like that. That was what allowed my creative juices to flow, if you will. Once we get away from the computer, once we get outside and we're in our natural habitat, if you will, there's just a lot less stress on our bodies. And our bodies are able to function better. Our minds are able to function better. You know, like I said, we're more creative. We also are more focused. You know, we're happier. Our blood pressure goes down. Things like that. So it's a matter of making an effort to change our lifestyle to some degree so that we can incorporate, non-stressful activities into our life.
I'd like to play a fun game with you if I could and get some quick, rapid-fire, almost sort of speed thinking from you, maybe a sentence or two about some words that I'd like to throw at you to try to get the feeling of your holistic approach to some complex concepts that we are faced with on a daily basis. What's your take on, you know, blank, and I'm going to tell you the word, you know, water and hydration?
Water is one of the most important things that you know, we can take into our body. And most people don't even drink, a lot of people don't even drink any clear water at all. They're drinking beverages. And the chemicals in those beverages aren't good for us. So what we need to do is we need to drink as much water as possible. For, you know, most people who are living in cities drinking city water that's got all sorts of, you know, chlorine and fluoride and stuff like that into it, you need to get a hold of some filtered water from the store. And make sure that you're keeping yourself well hydrated. And I'm glad you asked that question because I tell people that a lot. And one of the objections I hear is, well, you know what? If I drink too much water when I'm working, then I'm constantly having to get up and go to the bathroom. And I tell people, that's good. That means you're getting up away from your desk, you're moving around, and so that's a double benefit of the water. Not only are you staying hydrated, but it's pulling you away from the computer only for a couple of minutes, you know, so it's not really impacting your ability to do your job, but it's getting you up, making you more dynamic and helping you move around a little bit more. So there's a double benefit to drinking water at work.
Okay, we've got to stay in tune with the speed dating because there's about 100 I'd like to get to, but today we only have time for a few. Depression. Tell me what your take is from a holistic perspective there.
So much of depression comes from the fact that we've been separated from our natural state. Living in a building, you know, being in a building all the time, being in a car all the time, that separates us from nature. Even if we live in a city, you know, we can go to parks and things like that. Once we can connect ourselves as much as possible to our natural state, then there's going to be, you know, depression is going to be much less of an issue.
Interesting. Beef.
Beef has been given a bad rap, and a lot of the beef that you find in the grocery store deserves a bad rap. Beef, in its natural state, you know, coming from grass-fed cattle, organic cattle, is actually a very healthy product. It's not necessarily easy to find today. You can find it in most natural food stores, grass-fed beef. But it's definitely worth the effort and worth the extra expense. And, you know, cattle were not designed to live in feedlots and eat corn. They were designed to live on a range and eat grass and twigs and tree bark and things like that. And when you get beef from that source, it's actually a very healthy product.
Goals.
Setting goals?
Mm-hmm.
G-O-A-L-S?
Uh-huh. Goal setting.
Personally, in my life, I don't use the term goals. What I use is milestones because, to me, goals suggests that that's kind of an end state. And to me, anytime I achieve something, that's just a step to something greater. It is important to have a sense of direction. That's what, you know, goals do for people. But again, I like to think of things in terms of milestones. In other words, everything I achieve is just one step on a continuing journey.
Hmm. Chemotherapy.
Tough decision. Very individual decision. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm in the holistic health field. So, you know, medical things are not in my area of expertise. What I will say is there are a lot of people who have had great success in dealing with their cancer in ways other than using chemotherapy. There are a lot of people who are alive today because of chemotherapy. So if somebody is faced with that decision, my recommendation is to explore in depth every option. Explore chemotherapy as an option. Explore alternative means as an option. And the two are not necessarily mutually exclusive. But it's going to take a lot of exploration and research to make your own personal decision on that matter.
Eastern versus Western approach to medicine.
I personally have gotten a lot more luck from the Eastern approach to medicine. Again, I do not see the two as mutually exclusive. I think nobody should be locked into one versus the other. I think Western medicine, because it's such a rigid way of thinking, or the way it's applied by most practitioners, it is a rigid way of thinking, and it doesn't really serve people to the greatest degree possible. So again, if somebody is dealing with a major health challenge in their life, they need to open themselves up to things that are available from both Eastern and Western medicine, and also folk medicine and things like that, things that your grandmother, wisdom that your grandmother or great-grandmother knew here in this country, which is not the East, which is the West, but things that are different from Western medicine.
Your take on, and you've done a great job on these. And by the way, none of these were prepared. I threw these at you spontaneously. Really great answers here. One final one, and then we'll take a break. Vitamins.
Vitamins, one of my favorite subjects. I think we take probably 1,000% more vitamins than we need to take. Vitamins do not provide the nutrition we need. They are a very reductionist, mechanistic approach to nutrition. I think taking, pills from a bottle labeled, vitamins comes from the same concept as taking pharmaceutical pills, taking a pill to solve a problem. Where we need to get our nutrition is from whole food, fresh, whole, natural food. I'm not saying to never take vitamins. I'm saying that we are doing ourselves a disservice if we think we can rely on vitamins to get the nutrition we need.
Let's take a bit of a station break, everybody. We'll be back just out in a couple minutes with more news on and more information from Dr. Mark. Thanks very much. Back in a second.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Rock the world with LinkedIn. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Mark, Dr. Mark, thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate your wisdom.
Oh, my pleasure.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about some mistakes that good parents are making and what they need to do to rectify some of the challenges that they're facing with decisions regarding their kids.
Okay. Well, the first mistake I think that good parents make is putting a Band-Aid on every boo-boo. And I know that that's one of the things that we do when our kids get hurt. You know, we want to give them a Band-Aid to make them feel better. You know, that's the way it was when I was growing up. It was the way it was, you know, when my child was growing up before I kind of had a change in perspective here. But, you know, when every time a child injures him or herself and, you know, we give them a Band-Aid to take care of it, what we are teaching that child is that the healing is coming from something outside of themselves. We're teaching them that they need to rely on a Band-Aid to heal themselves. I think a better approach, rather than slapping a Band-Aid on every time a child has a boo-boo, because, the Band-Aid thing is a learned thing. If we start our children at an early age, when they run to us with a boo-boo and a cut, we can say, oh, you know, I'm sorry. We can still show, you know, love and support and understanding and compassion and things like that. But then we can teach the child, you know what, that wound, that boo-boo is going to get better all by itself. And then you can watch over the course of days as, in fact, the wound heals by itself. And it can become a wondrous thing for a child. And when a child learns that, wow, you know, my body knows how to heal itself, I know how to heal myself, that's a very, very empowering thing for that child. Another mistake that we make with children is giving vitamins too often. You know, we talked about vitamins just a few minutes ago. What we need to teach children is that nutrition comes from, you know, broccoli and oranges and fish, you know, fresh fish, not, you know, a fish sandwich from the fast food restaurant. We need to teach them about food and nutrition. One of the things that I was wishing I had said when you asked me the speed question about vitamins is that we think that we get the nutrients we need from a vitamin bottle, but we're missing out on the most important nutrient of all. And that most important nutrient is life. It's not a vitamin, it's not a phytochemical, it's not the latest fad thing that doctors discovered or scientists discovered that we need to incorporate in our diet. It's life, it's vibrancy. And we get that from fresh whole foods. We don't get that out of a bottle of pills. Now, The next mistake that we make with children is that we try to keep them squeaky clean all the time. You know, getting dirty, you know, playing in the mud, playing with puppies and things like that, being exposed to pathogens is an important part of a child's immune system development. This was actually discovered in research back in the early 90s in Germany. There was a doctor there, a researcher there, who sought to discover, she sought to prove that children who grew up in less clean environments had more illnesses than children in cleaner environments. So she studied children in East Germany, which was kind of third worldish at the time, compared to children in West Germany. And she discovered the exact opposite of what she expected. She found that the children in East Germany actually had less things like, you know, allergies, less chronic diseases, less ear infections, things like that. And she realized that was because they were exposed to more pathogens as they were growing up, and therefore their immune systems developed better. And that same thing has been borne out in this country, in the United States, with research. And they found that children who have pets, children who live in the country, who grew up on farms, children who start daycare at earlier ages, they actually have less illness when they are older than kids who were brought up in clean environments. You know, so let the kids go out and get dirty, and that's one of the things I talk about in my book. You know, I have a whole section called Get Dirty. You know, let the kids go out and roll around in dirt and make mud pies and, you know, play in the grass and, you know, play with puppies and things like that. Of course you want to have good hygiene, you know, wash their hands before dinner and things like that, but don't feel a need to keep them, you know, sanitized all the time. That's actually not good for their health. The one other thing that I want to talk about, one other mistake, and I think it's a big mistake, and this is the one that shocks mothers when I say this. I think it's a mistake if every time a child has a boo-boo, we kiss it and make it feel better. And, you know, mothers are shocked because, you know, if their child hurts, they want to, you know, show love and affection and compassion to their child. Of course you can still show love and affection and compassion to the child. But instead of kissing it and making it feel better, and thereby teaching the child again that, you know, healing comes from, you know, the kiss from the mother from the outside, you can say, oh, let me kiss you and make you feel better, and you can still show the same love and compassion. It's just a little bit of a shift, but that, you know, in how you approach things, but it's a huge shift in perspective for the child and how they look at themselves and their ability to heal as they grow up.
Some fascinating ideas here. I can't wait to summarize them because they're going to be really fun to summarize. Get dirty, be a caveman. Okay. But my next question for you is, so, you know, is it worth going organic all in and just really becoming a fanatic with, you know, anything from fresh caught fish versus, you know, organically grown artichokes versus conventional? I mean, how deep do you really need to go? And what impact can that have on the inner soul?
You know, you want to have fresh, natural food to the greatest degree possible. And if you're buying exclusively in a supermarket, then, yeah, you want to get as much organic as you can possibly get. What I suggest, though, is that people explore their local farmers markets. And what you're going to find there is very fresh, vibrant, whole natural food, excuse me, that's not necessarily organic, not all of it, because perhaps, you know, a really small farmer can't afford to go through the certification process to become certified organic. But if you know the farmer, you can also know that that farmer's food is, you know, very fresh and wholesome and is, you know, in reality, as you know, it's grown organically, but they're not allowed to use the term organic because they haven't had the certification process. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of produce, if you're buying exclusively from the supermarket, a lot of produce comes from a long way away. So even though it might be in the fresh produce section, it might not be, I mean, it might have come from, you know, South Africa. It might have come from New Zealand. It might have come from South America. So, but, you know, by the time it gets to your supermarket in, you know, L.A. or New York City or Chicago or wherever, it might not really be that fresh. So try to buy as much local food as possible. And you can find farmers markets everywhere. I mean, I travel a good degree, and I've been to farmers markets in, like, Manhattan. You know, I was in Philadelphia recently and didn't quite make it to a farmers market, but, you know, I learned where one was. So I know that there's farmers markets in large cities around the country. And farmers markets are also a lot of fun. So the key is not necessarily rigidly being organic, but having as much fresh, whole, natural, locally grown food as possible. Another point I'd like to make is there are a lot of organic foods that are lifeless. You know, if you go to the health food aisle and you see boxes and cans of food that are labeled organic, sure, they're organic, but they're missing that one most important nutrient that I talked about earlier. They're missing life. They're dead. So they're not going to really be that healthy for you.
Mm. Do you have any thoughts on exercise and the right type of exercise, particularly as it might relate to different problems and medical conditions that people have?
Well, my most important exercise advice that I give everybody is play first. Now, if somebody's got a, you know, specific medical needs, you know, they're going to need to work with their doctor, whether it's a medical doctor or some sort of a natural healing practitioner, to address their own unique needs. But exercise has to be fun. A lot of people know that they need to get in shape. You know, they're out of shape, and so they join a gym, and they don't necessarily enjoy going to the gym. So what happens is they start forcing themselves to go to do this thing that they don't like, and that becomes stressful. And who needs another stress in their life? And then eventually what happens is they stop going because they don't like it, and then they feel stressed out about that. So again, who needs that stress? Now, if you like going to the gym, then by all means, that's what you should be doing. You know, you should be doing what you like. But if you don't like going to the gym, find something that you do like. You know, if you used to play a sport in high school or just used to like, you know, riding your bike around the block when you were a kid, you know, get back into doing things like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be what we consider, you know, cardio or weight-bearing exercise. You know, when we say weight-bearing exercise, a lot of people equate that with lifting weights, and that's not necessarily true. If you would rather go do gardening or go dancing, that's weight-bearing exercise because you're, you know, out, you know, walking around lifting things and stuff like that. So do something fun, because if you don't do something fun, it's not going to be sustainable.
Mm. We've really enjoyed having you on the show today, Mark. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you, your website, your book. Give us the full Monty.
Well, my website is drmarksholistichealth.com. That's drmarksholistichealth.com. The book is available. The book has its own website, obyswisdom.com. That's obyswisdom.com. It's also available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can get it from your local bookstore as well. If they don't have it on the shelves, they can order it.
So just to review, get dirty, be a caveman, go out and play. Kisses should replace Band-Aids. Replace vitamins with real healthy food. Hydrate yourself, make good decisions, and find the inner happiness. Is that a summary that makes any degree of sense to you?
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
I really appreciate once again you being on the show today, Mark. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Byron. It's been my pleasure.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Look forward to you tuning in next week. Thanks.